It's the Hump Day Bump Update,
brought to you by Stanford Hospital,
Star 99.9.
Right, every Wednesday, usually I give you a hump update, you know, because Wednesday is hump day, on what's going on in my pregnancy.
It turns out this Wednesday, Humpty Dumpty had something to do with that.
Yep, I fell flat on my stomach.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it's not funny, but I was walking in and everything was normal. I had my coffee in one hand, I had my phone in the other hand, I had my computer bag across my chest, I had my purse on my shoulder. Just another day walking in and I just tripped. And I fell, and you know, like when your hands are full, you don't have your hands to brace your fall.
Right.
So I would have smashed my face, to be honest. But I have this giant, pregnant, 38-week belly.
Yeah, that basketball protected your face.
It broke my fall.
Right. And, preferably, you know, the doctor and myself both would have rather that the face protected the basketball.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you know, I come in, I walk upstairs, I get my stuff, everything. You know, I'm shocked that my phone only cracked a little bit. I come upstairs and I'm like in shock, and I say to Raven, I was like, I just fell. Like, I fell really hard outside right on my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt my stomach starting to get sore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do. So I looked at Raven. I'm like, I got to call the doctor. So I call the doctor on call. And of course, you know, Stanford Hospital is amazing. And literally, how fast was it, Raven? The second I hung up the phone, it rang again?
Yeah. No, they called back within like 90 seconds.
Not even.
And you had a feeling. I mean, you knew that they were going to tell you to come in. So when they called back, they were like, get in here.
Now.
And yeah. And so you had to get up and get going.
So I had to head down to labor and delivery. Now, here's something that Raven and I and Christian, we report the traffic every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it stinks. And if you're sitting in it right now, we know that. Like, mentally, we
you
know
have
that.
Our sympathy.
Yes.
Yeah. But when you.
I'm so glad. I mean, that's the one plus of coming in at 4 a.m. is
no
that
traffic.
There's
no traffic.
I mean?
No
right.
traffic.
You don't
whatsoever.
Have to deal with it.
It took me almost 2 hours to drive from our studios in Milford down to Stanford Hospital. Almost
brutal.
2 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
As I was sitting there, I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, our listeners do this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we feel for you. We really, really do.
Right.
Anyway, so I get down there. The doctor calls me because she's like, hey, we're waiting for you. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm stuck in Westport.
Right. Send the helicopter.
I'm doing the best I can.
You know how it works.
So right. I get there and they're amazing. They're ready, of course. And, you know, they check me in and they do the ultrasound and my placenta is in the front. For way too much scientific information.
Great.
So it kind of broke the fall of the injury to the baby, which is great because she was fine. But then, you know, in my mind, I'm like, well, you know what? I got to get out of work early. I'm going to go get a manicure, pedicure.
Right, right.
I didn't realize
that didn't happen.
No,
you were immediately keep you there.
Yeah, you're put on a 24-hour monitor watch. Like it's serious.
And we thought that was
it. That was it.
Yeah,
that was having
coming.
The baby.
I thought the baby was coming yesterday.
The contractions started and like they were intense. And I was like,
go.
I was like, here, oh my gosh, I'm having a baby today. This is what's happening. And like the doctor came in and, you know, I'm a scheduled C-section. She's like, all right, we're going to see if these contractions keep coming. If they keep coming, we'll take the baby, blah, blah, blah. And then they just kind of stopped and they like slowed down to like every 7 or 8 minutes. And then they slowed down even more. And she's like, nope, if everything's okay, tomorrow morning, you're going home. And here I am.
Yep. So, for one last day, though, today will be Anna's last day.
Yeah, so thank you to Stanford Hospital. I mean, I know they're amazing, and I know they're going to take care of me when I do go deliver in the next few days. So,
and this way you get to tie it all up the way that you want you to. Because,
yeah.
I mean, Anna is the type, I can just tell you that is if Anna did not have the chance to come in and wrap her things up here, it would have drove her nuts.
True.
For the next 6 weeks or whatever it may be that you're out on maternity leave.
Yeah, so the plan
works out well.
If everything goes to plan, and thank you everybody for your concern, is that I'll be gone. And I'll be back the first week in January, you know, God willing. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Star 99.9, Jaguar Land Rover Fairfield, Connecticut traffic.
This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. 95 going southbound. We have delays from 26 all the way down to 20. Parkway going southbound. We tap on the brakes from 48 to 41. From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car set, they've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Jaguar Land Rover Fairfield traffic, Star 99.9.
Holiday bustle is